I want to take us on a little bit of a journey this evening because we are at one of the lowest points on the Jewish reading cycle of the Torah. And so I have to sort of help us understand why that is in Parshat Ki Tisah, because this is contains the sin of Egel HaZahav, the episode of the golden calf. But then I can't leave us there. And so I want to sort of connect it to the 150th and leave us all with a charge, which in a certain way will be a tikkun on the sin, a fixing of what happened. So one of the problems with the way that we read the Torah is that we break it up and you sort of forget what the previous episode was or the episodes 3 weeks ago. And we're standing in this amazingly powerful space at the foot of Mount Sinai. And we've had this epiphany just in Torah time just a little bit ago, and we're standing pretty much in the exact same place where that occurred, where God made divinity known to human beings. Awesome. Amazing. It's the foundational moment, in some ways, of the Jewish people. And then Moses gets called up to the C-suite. Moses has to go back up and see God and heads up and... you know, in those C-suites, time operates a little bit differently, and he doesn't really come back when people are expecting him to, because stuff's happening in the C-suite. They probably got a call from, I don't know, North Korea, who knows? Things took time, and there's this panic because of it, and that people turn to Aaron, and they say, we want you to make us a god. Even though we just had this incredible experience, this foundational experience of the Jewish people, now we want to worship a golden calf. The distance, the psychic distance between getting Torah revealed to you and turning back to worship a thing, it's unbelievable. It is the lowest point in Jewish history, not being slaves, but this moment where everything was given and then we released it. So what do we do with that? Because first of all, it's really distant for us, this notion of the calf. I want to share with you a couple of thoughts I found in a nice little Devar Torah by Mark Greenspan. And he actually quotes Yehuda Halevi, a wonderful medieval author, a novelist, a philosopher. And he says that what happened in the golden calf is that Israel confused the medium with the message. Yeah, Yehuda Halevi said this long before Malcolm McLuhan. It was just another case of us being there first. They were more concerned, he wrote, with receiving the stone tablets than understanding the words written on them. They were more concerned with receiving the tablets than the words that were on them. And Greenspan goes on, quoting some other authors as well, about, right, don't we all do that? Mistake the object, the thing, the object that's supposed to get us to the deeper lesson for what's in essence really matters? I think we do. And and Moses seems to understand this, because when he comes down, he is furious. I left you for one night with the babysitter, and this is what you did? Aaron's a babysitter. And he takes the tablets, and he smashes them. And God says, Yasher Koach, according to the Talmud, Yasher Koach Shishibarta. Yasher Koach, right on, Moses, that you broke the tablets of the Ten Commandments that I, God, wrote. Because the people were just going to relate to them as an object. So we have that same danger in front of us. We are celebrating, and it is mostly celebration, 150 years of this community. And we're doing all the things we're supposed to do. we're celebrating, there'll be music, there'll be parties. We're doing the other thing that the Jews need to do. We're building an endowment so we can ensure that we'll be here in another 150 years. And that's essential. And there is a danger in this very endeavor that we can mistake the building whose mortgage we're going to burn very soon and that endowment that will allow us to keep doing it. There's a danger that we'll confuse the object for the purpose of this community. Because it's not about this building, as beautiful as it is and as essential as it is, so we don't have to pray in the rain. And so what's the essence? And this is my ask for you in the place where I want to try to raise that up from this lowest point. All of those outer forms matter. They do. We have to secure our physical being. We have to secure the community. But if we don't do it, also celebrating Torah through learning, through ma'asim tovim, through good deeds and mitzvot, through avodah, through inwardness, then what have we accomplished? So on this 150th, I want to ask you to figure out of the other, on the spiritual side of things, what your form of giving will be. How are you going to try to connect to prayer? If you're really into prayer or struggle with it, what are you going to do this year? And you can email me and I'll talk with you about that. What are you going to learn? What actions that really are about holy living and about connection and about overcoming our ego, this path of mitzvot, will you commit to doing this year? Because if we do those inner dimensions as well as the outer dimensions of the 150th, then there aren't going to be another set of broken tablets. And that's the struggle for communities. Most are good at one or the other. So I want us this year to really take it as this beautiful, beautiful opportunity to think about those people who 150 years ago founded a synagogue, not just to have a building, but to be Jewish in the deepest, most powerful and meaningful sense. So that's my charge to you, not just for this week, but throughout the year. And you know what? We've got better babysitters here, and I know we're all up to it. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, yisha koach.